desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the other day, I'm telling our producer, gentleman Jim, that I was interested in the opening at Sphere in September, because YouTube's going to open at the Sphere. I mean, this is going to be a big deal. I mean, this is going to be a worldwide event that's going to happen here in Vegas in September. And so you checked, and what did you find? I mean, and by the way, is it in my price range?
Well, I'm sure you can afford it. Will you want to afford it? And that's the big question here, because U2 live at the Sphere is they are demanding high dollar for their pre-sale tickets. Now, usually what happens, Kevin, is they have these verified ticket pre-sale links that the fans can go to, and they can get a deal on these tickets. Well, what they're finding that the demand for U2, the band, has been just incredible. I mean, over a million people have been trying to get verified ticket pre-sale tickets, and face it, that is not a big enough arena for everybody to get their ticket. So what has happened for this opening of the Sphere, that's what they call it, the Madison Square Garden, the ticket prices have ballooned. They were originally supposed to go for $140, some of these. Now some of those tickets are going for $1,250 for some cheap tickets. Also, fans who won the lottery through Ticketmaster has reported that there's no tickets listed less than 950 for any shows by Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, all of these people. You can't get tickets for what is supposed to be a reasonable price. Now, the VIP seats, they were originally listed for $600 for U2. Now they're being posted for $6,000.
Guess I won't be in the VIP section.
Yeah, so when you look at the price of entertainment in Vegas, it keeps going up, up, and up. And I remember it wasn't too many years ago where Aerosmith said that they were going to perform. I said, I wouldn't mind going. And they, too, were selling for like $600 for tickets. So, that reasonable $150 range, which I think a lot of people have already paid that much, it doesn't seem to exist anymore for these superstars.
That is incredible. And what did you say that top ticket was?
Well, for the VIP seats, they were originally
the ones I want.
$6,000. They were originally supposed to be $600. Now they've gone up 10 times.
Hey, by the way, just so you know,
yeah,
my birthday's in December, but you could get me something like early.
maybe option B.
Yeah, I can't wait. See those $6,000 tickets on my desk. Oh, my God, would that be something else? Oh, my God. Gentlemen, Jim, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. More to come as we continue. Coming up top of the hour, Danielle Gallant, Assemblywoman District 23. What's going on in the Nevada legislature, the 82nd Nevada legislature? They do it every other year. And that's a lot of people believe that's a good thing because they can't screw anything up in the off year. But they sometimes do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And you're going to want to watch for an accident there on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound. That is past Flamingo. In fact, that's pretty much the only area where you're going to find some trouble on area freeways right now. You'll touch the brakes there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda, southbound at Spring Mountain. There is a little bit of congestion as you work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl as well. That's Interstate 515 southbound at Main Street. Also watch for accidents right now. Spring Mountain at Rainbow, that's in the early phase. Bonneville at Grand Central Parkway, that's downtown. And Tropicana at Ocean Drive.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Golden Knights and Oilers battle in Vegas for Game 1. Vegas hasn't played since last Thursday when they eliminated Winnipeg in Game 5. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks 6-4 Tuesday. Ezekiel Duran hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the sixth. Texas able to match its longest winning streak of the season at 4. The D-backs led at 4-1 after the third. Marcus Semien and Travis Jankowski cut the deficit to 4-3 with RBI singles in the fifth off Zach Gallen. He entered the game with a 28-inning scoreless streak, the longest in the majors. Gallen allowed 3 runs on 7 hits over 5 full with 6 strikeouts. The series continues this afternoon. The Suns are down 2-0 in their best of 7 with Denver. They'll look to right the ship as the series moves to Phoenix this Friday night for Game 3, Game 4 Sunday night, Game 5 next Tuesday in Denver if necessary. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
They're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Smooth skin begins with hydrating ingredients. Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion nourishes your skin with all-day hydration for deeply moisturized results that give you confidence like buttery soft shoulders like and visibly smooth skin like. Quench your skin with nourishing moisture from Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion. Try Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash, too, and get skin your face will envy.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's all about Las Vegas, live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ, talk radio, done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much. We really appreciate what you do. I promised I would let you... I hear from John Thune, the senator from South Dakota. Some say he might run for president. He was asked about the Biden call for a meeting next week, which is just meaningless. It makes no sense at all. Why not? John Thune brings that up. He was yesterday on Fox. And that's cut 22.
I think inviting senators, or at least extending this beyond the president and the speaker, is essentially a waste of time, right?
Well, I guess what I would tell you, Neil, is that in the end, anybody that's in that room, other than the Speaker of the House and the President of the United States, probably is somewhat extraneous to what needs to be done here. This has to be a deal that's negotiated between Speaker McCarthy on behalf of the Republican majority in the House of Representatives and the President, who ultimately would have to sign a bill into law. The Senate's role, obviously, would come into play if and when there's a deal that would have to be voted on in the Senate. But until they reach agreement, I think for all intents and purposes, the Senate really is, we're observers to this at the moment. We'll have a role at some point, but for now, it's got to be a two-way conversation between the Speaker and the President.
Now, Senator, I quick remarks earlier when you were speaking to the press with Mitch McConnell and what have you, that 7 out of 10 times we've been in this sort of situation, there have been some budgetary adjustments. But this is one of those rare occasions, maybe by design, sir, where Republicans in the House pushing this want an immediate quid pro quo. We raise the debt ceiling, these spending cuts go into effect. That's never been done. That's what has the rankling that you're getting from the White House. Where's the middle ground on this?
There have been the Budget Control Act in 2011, came out of conversations around this topic and ultimately led to spending reductions. What the House is trying to achieve here.
It didn't immediately, right? So I guess the only reason why I'm getting in nuance like this is that's where Democrats say, no, they're trying to play a whole different game here. What is the game, or if you want to call it, what's the procedure going forward that you think would work?
I think that sitting down and actually negotiating out something that would represent meaningful attempt to address the debt itself. What they want is simply just to increase the debt, keep on spending, keep on borrowing, keep on taxing. And what I try to point out today, Neil, is if you look at the next 10 budget years, every dollar we borrow, 50 cents of that is going to be used to pay interest alone.
Wow.
And if you look at the amount that we're paying for interest, in 2010, we paid a little under $200 billion a year in interest on the debt. In 2022, we paid $475 billion just in interest on the debt. That's 142% increase in that short amount of time. This isn't sustainable. We have got to do something to address the debt. And what House Republicans and what Senate Republicans supporting them are saying is, look, this is a divided government. It requires negotiation. You want to increase in the debt limit. Let's do something about the debt and incorporate some spending reforms and some budgetary restraint as part of that process.
That's John Thune, the senator from South Dakota, yesterday on... With Neil Cavuto. Everybody, and by the way, I still contend that the debt ceiling story is a nothing burger. I lost no sleep last night because of it, and I'm betting, could be wrong. If I'm wrong, call me on it. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Because I don't think people are losing sleep over this thing. June 1st, we default. So? Anyway, nobody's talking about that story. I'm just telling you. And unless you disagree with me, you know, you can call me now and we'll hash it out. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, tell Gentleman Jim you're a first-time caller. He'll give you some extra love, might even move you up in line, and we'll get you on the air and get your voice out there. One thing that people are talking about is what's going to happen May 11th. That's when Title 42 ends, and we end up with the Wild Wild West along our southern border. Lieutenant Chris Olivares was on with Cavuto yesterday, and this is Cut 33, by the way, Cut 33. He is with Texas DPS. He is a lieutenant. Was on with Cavuto, looking ahead to the next surge, which is about to come across our southern border. Here it is.
I want to go to Lieutenant Chris Olivares. You know, Chris, we're getting some of the details on this guy suspected in these killings. He had been deported 5 times, obviously found a way to get back in each and every time, to the point here where neighbors are knocking on his door, and of course we know what happened or allegedly happened. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I mean, Neil, it's a complete, you know, tragedy what took place in Cleveland, Texas, you know, especially losing 5 lives, including an 8-year-old child, at the hands of this dangerous criminal. But we have to look, you know, at the totality of the circumstances, the fact that this individual, if in fact was deported, I believe they said 4 to 5 times, that just goes to show that there's no consequences in place at the federal level to keep individuals like this person that committed this heinous crime from entering the country. But yet he was a repeat offender. He entered the country multiple times. And that's why there needs to be stiffer penalties and consequences for those individuals that violate not only state law, but federal law. And that's what we're seeing. This is the end result of that situation, the fact that there's no enforcement action being done on some of these individuals that are entering illegally into the country and remain here. And the fact that we don't know exactly, you know, what, you know, where the whereabouts are, what their histories are, until we see tragedy like this take place.
So, Chris, there's no distinction between someone who tries to get in the country illegally once versus twice, 3, or in this particular individual's case, up to 5 times. You would think that after multiple apprehensions, he'd be put in a jail or put in some sort of a different facility than just sort of put him back out to Mexico or wherever, allowing him to return.
Right, or in fact, I, you know, have a more federal consequences where this individual right. would actually do some jail time for re-entering the country illegally at the federal level, but that wasn't the case. I could tell at the state level, when we come into contact with individuals that are in the country illegally and we file state charges on them or we arrest them for a state charge, we'll place a detainer, a hold on them for ICE agents. That way, once these individuals are done with their state charge, they will be turned over to ICE for deportation or removal proceedings. But in this case here, this individual was able to enter the country, repeat it, you know, 4 to 5 times, and yet there was no consequences being done. And that's why he was able to reenter the country. And that just goes to show you, Neil, that we talk about the surge at the border and the fact that we have 1.4, 1.5 million known gotaways plus, you know, over 5 million encounters at the border. There's no telling how many more individuals that are here in the country right now. And of course, not saying that everyone here is here on bad terms or would commit some type of crime, but the fact is that you have an individual like this that commit this crime. And of course, there's no way of knowing exactly when you don't have a process in place to actually vet these individuals and actually have consequences on them for violating federal law.
I was this time a week ago, I was meeting with Border Patrol agents, and I asked one of them specifically about the term gotaways. Those are the people that got away. We don't know who they are. We don't know how many of them there are, but yet they keep putting out numbers. And I said, Is this number, the gotaways, is it just a guesstimate? And he looked at me and he said, yes. You know, we use, you know, various tracking. For instance, we'll take a look at a road and we'll see where how many footprints are there in the dirt and the sand. But other than that, you know, we can track them and say, well, there were lots of people, but we don't know how many. We don't know who they are. And that's the problem. And I think Chris Olivares is really smart about this, that I think he knows that these gotaways is just a guesstimate. It's nothing more. But I asked a member of the Border Patrol, a veteran of, I think, 25 years on the Border Patrol. I said, so how do we know who's been here and who these people are? Do they mean us harm? Are they just people looking for a brighter future? And he said, we just don't know. And don't let anybody tell you that they do know, because we don't know. Anyway, stay where you are. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts.
And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Since I've returned from the border a week ago, in fact, this time last week, I was putting my feet in the Rio Grande River and was in Mexico. Ooh, isn't that scary? But since I returned, I've had a lot of people that listen to the show that say, well, what did you learn? What's the solution? And simply put, there is no one solution. It's complicated. It's a complicated problem. Laura Trump, though, was on Hannity last night. I don't know if you caught this. She says that the solution to the Biden border crisis is obvious. Here it is.
All you have to do, by the way, is enforce the law. You have Joe Biden sending 1,500 military personnel down there. Do you remember what Donald Trump did? He had Mexico actually send their own military to the border to prevent people from coming over. That is how you do business. You get them to stop it as well. It should not just be on us. But God bless those men and women who are going to go down there.
You know, you said something that is really true also, and that is all of these issues, we know how to control the border. We know how to be energy independent. We had it. Your father-in-law created that for the first time in 75 years. We wouldn't be importing oil from Venezuela right now. If you look at other issues, law and order, safety and security, that is a prerequisite towards the pursuit of happiness, correct? All these things have changed dramatically on national security. Look at this new, what I call, axis of evil, China, Russia, Iran, and then peeling away our allies, Saudi Arabia, even the UAE and Egypt now. The UAE and Egypt aligning with Putin. You have China negotiating deals with the Saudis and the Iranians and the Saudis and the Syrians. They obviously want to be the world's dominant power. They don't want our dollar to be the world's currency. And you can see it all happening. A lot has happened in a little over 2 years.
It's shocking. It is shocking how far America has fallen with bad leadership. And you almost have to put that in air quotes, leadership, because at this point, what we see happening to America, I don't know that we can sustain for another 2 years, to be honest with you. I think we need a change in leadership. We need it quickly. We need to regain our footing on the world stage. There is no doubt about that. There's one reason that none of this was happening when Donald Trump was in office, and it's because people respected him. It was peace through strength with Donald Trump in office.
Yeah, yep. Laura Trump last night on Hannity. I thought that was simplistic, rather obvious. Hey, if you just keep doing the stuff that Trump was doing, remain in Mexico. Getting the Mexicans to send, I think it was like 27,000 troops to the southern border, which is their northern border. And, that is the simple solution. Put troops on the border. Deal with the drug cartels. And by dealing with them, I mean eradicating them. Take your business elsewhere. We are no longer open for business, which will stop the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, It's really horrible what's going on. We'll talk more about this coming up as we continue. Don't forget, Danielle Gallant will join us. Assemblywoman, District 23 at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible.